The Mishnah on Tes Amud Beis, going on to Yud Amud Aleph, tells us that the difference between, one of the differences between Shiloh and Yerushalayim is regarding the Kedusha of those places, that after the destruction of the Mishkan in Shiloh, you're still allowed to bring a karban on a bamo. But in Yerushalayim, after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, bamos were still aser. And then the Gemara quotes an opinion of Yitzchak that seems to be very against this Mishnah, that says, Shemati shemakrim beis chonyo bezman hazeh, that one could bring karbanos in the temple of chonyo, which we say is not a makom avodah zarah, once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, which seems to go against this Mishnah. And what's his source for this? Where does Rav Yitzchak get this from? So it's a hekesh from the words nachala and menucha. Menucha is a reference to Shiloh, and nachala is a reference to Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, ma menucha yishachar ha-heter, af nachala yishachar ha-heter. And then, of course, they ask Rav Yitzchak, how can you really say this? It seems to go against this Mishnah and a Mishnah elsewhere in Zvachim. So Tosos says as follows. Tosos dir maschel, my time ahadar be mishum kushi de Rav Mari. That Rav Yitzchak retracted his statement because of the difficulty raised by Rav Mari. First, Rav Yitzchak said, I never said it. But they're like, oh, yes, you did say it. What do you mean? I heard you say it. So then he retracted his statement. So Tosos says, Hiksha Rav Rabbeinu Chaim, mitchila, hechi yamar le milse, hechi lo yodea mishna valo hein shkuros b'fi kol. How could it have Rav Yitzchak had even said this at all? Didn't he know the Mishnah? The Mishnahs are Shagur B'Fiv and everybody. Everyone knows the Mishnah. So how could Rav Yitzchak said such a thing to say that you could bring Karbanos in Yerushalayim after destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? Ve'od Kushya, Kevan de Tanahi, Amai Hadar Be Lema Ana Da Amri K'man Da Amar Lo Kitcha. And since this is an argument amongst Tanayim, so why do we say that he retracted his statement, that he didn't say it? Let him just say that I hold like the opinion that says it wasn't Makudash, that therefore you could bring Karbanos. So Lekach Nira Reinu Chaim, the Kuliyama Modu de Mishabalu Yushalayim Nesra Bamos Vashuv Lohaya Lehen Heter. So all agree that in terms of Yushalayim, Bamos were forbidden, and there was never a Heter at all. There was never a Heter for Bamos before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, you're not allowed to have Bamos there. Bahani Tanai, Baha Pligi, and the argument of Tanai is on the following. Demanta Amar Lo Kitcha Savard Afim Komosham Zbech Enyachon Le Kariv Achshav. And according to one who says that it was not Makudash, says that one may not offer even nowadays in the place of a Mizbech. Demanta Amar Kitcha Savard Mimakom Mizbech Mutter Lahakriv Avim Lo Bama. But the one who says that it was Makudash holds that we actually could offer nowadays in the place of a Mizbech, but not on a Bama. Meaning if you have a Mizbeach, if it was Makudash, so you could offer Karbanos in Yerushalayim, but that's Machlokas. Regarding Bamos, everyone agrees that you may not do so.